What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with our PGA contenders for the Valero Texas Open. We sort of took a week off for the match play last week. We were running pretty hot heading into it, so I don't think that we cooled off all that much. I'm still feeling like I'm on a scorcher. I don't know about you. I've got three absolutely fire picks ready for this one.
You have definitely more energy than me. I will say, though, I've been in the college basketball streets. Things have been going, knock on wood, very well in the betting department there. So we're going to try to translate that back to the links. Of course, I know everybody has one eye on Augusta. We will have plenty of content. Don't you worry. We can't wait to get there. But before that, you know what? Let's try to pick a winner here.
Yeah, I would like to get at least a little bit of momentum here heading into the Masters, because we were on quite a streak. We were hitting at least one, if not two, of these six bets every week for, I want to say, at least a month, if not maybe like 6 weeks. It was hot.
It was so great.
We need to keep this one going. Want me to kick it off, or do you want to go first?
You have the honors. Go ahead.
Okay. Feeling good. First up, going to the outright markets. 35-1. I'm going to Cameron Tringale. I feel like that is not the first time that I've made that pick, but I also don't feel bad at all. He's having an absolutely excellent season, positive in strokes gained in all the major categories. He was tied for 17th here in 2019. And I love the value of this price tag. There are a lot of golfers in this field that have better prices than him that I do not think deserves it. Tringale's playing like a top 25 golfer in the world. Answer, Connors, Palmer, all significantly better odds in this tournament that I don't totally agree with. I would prefer Tringale, hence me talking about him now. It wasn't great that he missed the cut at the Players, but he bounced back with a T13 at Honda. I think that we don't really have much to worry about. I think he's more than live to win this event, and at 35-1, there's enough wiggle room in that number that I feel pretty good about it.
So yeah, listen, there's no doubt that Cameron Tringale's had a impressive year. I'm not going to say turn a corner because he's a veteran guy, but the form has been there. It's just a simple question of Cameron Tringale is not, he's not a winner on tour. He's had a lot of good finishes over the years. Doesn't really break through, but you know what? At an event like this, we've seen Corey Connors and several other guys break through at this event. And I hope somebody breaks through, because my first pick, I'm not going to say it's the same as the guy that you're going with, but it's Abraham Answer at 22-1. Okay. And he's a guy, a lot of talent, looking to break through. His form has been, you know, a little hit and miss, but overall, I think it's been pretty good. He was 22nd at the Players, played decent at the WGC. He's gained six straight events with the irons. He's gained tee to green sizably, and he's lost five straight with the putter. I think we know this formula. We talk about it a lot. He's a good hot putting week away from contending. I think that can happen here. He's a San Antonio guy. What's not to like? So 22-1, get my card started.
Okay, so I have to ask this question. I didn't know that I was going to ask this question, but I'm bringing it up anyway. I talked smack about your choice right there in my explanation for Tringale. What were the odds again for your answer?
Yeah, 22-1. So almost, you're slashing it by like 50%.
Okay. I like my number. I do like Answer. I'm just a little bit surprised that the gap is there. But that's, again, that's another part of shopping for the proper lines at Oz Shopper. You want to make sure that, I mean, these guys could look really close on some books and miles away on others. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best number. And I think that's the perfect opportunity to do so. I don't even know how I'm about to justify this one. This is going to be a real tough sell. All right, buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
I can't wait to hear this.
T10. So I got this boy to finish in the top 10, plus 1,700, which is not a great number. Well, I mean, it's a good number in theory. It's not a good number for him in particular. Danny Lee, and it's not going great for Danny Lee right now. But he did finish T7 here in 2019. He is working on back-to-back cuts here. Obviously, it didn't exist last year. He's been about as bad as it gets in 2021. Multiple missed cuts. His best finish in this calendar year is T49 at API. The putter was absolutely abhorrent at the beginning of the season. It has been average over the past three events. And it's a stark difference over his last three events compared to where he was at the beginning of the year. I mean, he was dropping multiple strokes with the putter. So if he can just be average with the putter, I think that I can see a little bit of a rebound here. And this is another spot where Odds Shopper is key. There are lines all over the place for Danny Lee to finish in the top 10. You can get him as low as plus 1,100, which I would not touch. But I can get him at plus 1,700. That is a significantly better number. If you're just grabbing those edges long term, that will help you out tremendously.
I mean, yeah, Danny Lee, listen, the one thing that I would point to is that for a guy of, I don't want to say his talent, but for the streaks, the amount of missed cuts, he has a lot more top 10 finishes on tour than you would think. Even in seasons where he only makes a handful of cuts, he has a couple of top 10 finishes. And when you're talking, say a guy plays 25 events a year. Well, if you're getting 17 to 1 on a top 10, he only needs 2 to come out way ahead. And Danny Lee's the type of guy, he may only give you 7 or 8 made cuts, but he can translate a high percentage of them into a top 10. So most likely, I think you're going to get 2 bad rounds and he will be going home. But that's not why you're betting something like this. You don't really care about that, because if he finishes 11th, he might as well have been cut. I'm going a I couldn't think of a more different direction with our second guys. I'm going to a guy who I'm staying in the outright market. He's 75 to 1. I think there's a chance he's the most popular mid-range play on DFS sites this week. And it's one of your favorites. It's Ryan Moore, who, listen, recent form, I guess that's connected to Danny Lee. He hasn't been good either. Certainly finding it a little. You know, he's made 2 out of 3 cuts, but he returned from major injury. He's only had 6 starts. This is a guy who absolutely loves Valero. And it's not just the course history that I want to talk about. I'm going to reference it, of course. 3rd in 2019, 7th in 2018, 18th in 2017. It's the game. He's great with short wedges, short irons, putting. This is what you have to do. We've seen it time and time again. He knows what he's doing here. You can't get to these par fives. So it's a 3-shot hole, and that is Ryan Moore in a nutshell. There's a reason he plays well here seemingly every year. You combine that with an uptick in form, and you can give me 75 to 1 in an open field with no DJ. Sign me up.
I like it, obviously. I've taken Ryan Moore probably more than anybody I've taken in this video. But I am actually going back to someone I selected in our last video, and I feel pretty good about it because it was correct. I'm going to John Huh.
The question man.
Yeah, it's just so much fun to say his name with like disdain, or I don't know what the actual word is, but I like the odds that I can get here. T20, same bet I made last time, plus 320 here. So I took him at the Honda to finish T20, snuck in, tied for 19th. I'll take it. I'm going straight back to it. He's been above average off the tee for 6 straight events, and it's peaking. It peaked at the Honda. Makes me feel pretty good. Much like what I have going on with Danny Lee, I think this one's going to come down very much to the putter. And, you know, it could be a little bit up in the air. He lost 2 strokes putting here in 2018 and missed the cut. But when his putter is average, he will be competitive for this bet. He's positive around the green, in the approach, off the tee, all this year. It's all coming down to the flat stick. So as long as he doesn't get yanked out of this bad boy early because of his putter, I expect him to be in that 15 to 25 range when it's all over. And at plus 320, that works for me.
Yeah, I mean, this is the perfect guy. So in general, you're going to hear me on a lot of shows. You should check these out. Talk about, I think course fit and course history matter more this week than most weeks. This is a course, guys who play well, they tend to play well here a lot. And yeah. John Hu is someone got a lot of history on. We know what he does. He's a winner at Mayakoba. He was a runner up here. This is a long time ago, but he has a course type, and it's this type of course. Keep it in the fairway. Don't lean on the driver and overpower it. Try to gain strokes off the tee without bombing. Well, he does all that. Now, his putting, as you mentioned, you're putting it nicely, is horrible right now. We'll see, though. Again, this is not a week where 25 under is getting it done. It's going to be very difficult conditions. He can grind. He makes a lot of cuts. He's only missed 1 cut in 2021. If you make the cut, when you're talking about a top 20 bet, you kind of have 36 holes no matter where you are to get in the mix. It's not like an outright where it's like, oh, man, he made the cut on the number. He's probably gone. So I don't mind that you're getting plus money. I'm going a similar wavelength, a little more aggressive. I'm going for a top 10, 6 to 1. Okay. And it's my good friend, my man, finally strung it together in Aaron Wise, who I've been waiting. It's not been good. At the Honda, he came in 13th, but if you watch the Honda, he was in the tournament. He was leading. There was a real chance for him to win. He gained strokes in all four categories. Sizable, actually. 1.6 off the tee, 2.1 on the approach, 2 with the short game, 2.7 with the putter. I mean, that's great if he can sustain that. The putter had been broken. He found it at Honda. And this is a guy just, again, I know it's we're referencing maybe some past, you know, history, but he was second at OHL. That's where John He has excelled. He's played in a lot of strong tournaments, majors, made the cut at all four majors a couple years ago. So when you look at a field like this, if he has the form, if he's found something, this price is going to continue to plummet in fields of this strength. I'll try to jump on it. Maybe it was a blip on the radar, but maybe it wasn't. And at 6-1, I'm willing to pay to find out.
I love it. Three bets up, three bets down. I'm feeling good. I want to put another W on the card. I want to put two on. I can put all three.
Three.
I can put all three. What happens if I get all three right? What do we do? What do we call that? Does that have a name? Am I hitting for the cycle?
Hitting for the cycle. We'll get you badges, like, you know, how Top Shot does it. We'll get you a triple.
Cool.
I can't. My bets are impossible to hit all three, but maybe I could hit two.
There we go. Well, that is it for the PGA contenders for the Valero Texas Open. We will be back again next week. What's the event?
What it is.
What's it going to be next week? See, we know it now. It's fine. We're bringing the goods for next week. I'm hitting the outright winner. I'm calling it now. I'm putting it in the books. I don't know who it's going to be, but I'm going to hit that outright winner.
Come back next week and find out.
Exactly. Why would you want to miss this? So thank you guys for joining us. Check out oddshopper.osimo.com. If you want to get the lines that we're talking about, you can find them at Oddshopper. You got to shop around. If you're not shopping around, you're putting yourself behind the eight ball. That's a big time problem. Don't leave money on the table. Find the best lines that you can. For Ben, I'm Josh. Osimo.com, best site in the world. We'll see you guys next week for the Masters.